Again, I'm sorry, I don't have the date for this next commentary, and I'm not sure if it was played again, but I am playing it now just on the chance that it has not been played before. I'm sorry, I don't have a date of it.
Good evening, Charlie. Yesterday, Sedre made prominent mention of the daughters of Tzlofchot, who are wise and righteous women and won their right to inherit their father's share in the land of Israel. Their tradition has been faithfully and magnificently continued by Jewish women through the outer generations. A Hasidic story demonstrates it very well. A certain Chassid, Reb Gavriel, a follower of the Alter Rebbe, and his wife, Chana Rivke, had been married 25 years but were childless. He had been a prosperous merchant in the city of Vitebsk, but hard times and persecution had destroyed his fortune. The Alter Rebbe was at that time trying to arrange for the release of some Jewish captives. Large sums of ransom money were needed, which the Rebbe attempted to raise among his followers. Reb Gavriel was estimated as being able to donate a certain sum, which he was like taxed, but he could not. He was heartbroken at not being able to participate in the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, redemption of captives, to the extent expected of him. On learning of her husband's distress, his wife Chana Rivke sold her pearls and jewelry for the required sum of money. She then scoured and polished the coins till they sparkled, and with a heartful prayer that their fortune should also begin to shine, she packed up the coins and gave them to her husband to bring to the Rebbe. When he came to the Alter Rebbe, Gabriel placed the package in front of the Rebbe on the table. At the Rebbe's request, he opened the package. The coins shone with an extraordinary brilliance. The Alter Rebbe became lost in thought for a few moments. Then he said, "Of all the gold, silver, and copper which the Jews gave to build the Mishkan, this desert sanctuary, nothing shone like the brass laver at its stand. These were made from the copper cosmetic mirrors which the Jewish women had selflessly and joyfully given to the Mishkan. Tell me," continued the Rebbe, "where did you get these coins?" But Gavriel told the Rebbe of his plight and how his wife Chana Rivke had raised the money. The Alter Rebbe rested his head on his hand and was lost for a long while in profound thought. Then, raising his head, he blessed Reb Gavriel and his wife with children, long years, riches, and extraordinary grace. He told Reb Gavriel to close his business and to start dealing with diamonds and precious stones. The blessing was wholly fulfilled. Reb Gavriel, who became known as the Nesechim, the Graceful, as he came to be called, became a wealthy man and the father of sons and daughters. He died at the age of 110 years and was outlived by his wife by 2 years. The coins of charity, material or spiritual charity, may be the same as ordinary coins in number and in value. But when the mitzvah is done with self-sacrifice and with joy, it acquires an inestimably greater value and shines with a brilliance that illuminates one's whole life and to some degree the whole world.